Are you done yet? Oh, you're still working? Baby, I've been waiting for you so long now. Look, I know how much you love your job and you're really great at it, but can we please spend some time together? I miss you. I'm coming in, okay?
Hi, babe. I'm here. Did you miss me? Oh, my babe is still so busy. You're so hardworking. Is this the project your boss gave you a few days ago? Wow, you're still working on it. Haven't you revised this multiple times already? Oh, a demanding boss, I see. Well, how much longer until you finish working? Oh, babe. I've been waiting for you to finish working for 2 hours now. Can't you spend some time with me? Even just for a few minutes? Please, I really, really miss you. Don't you miss your cute girlfriend? I know we sleep together. We basically live in the same house, but I really miss you. Pretty please? We'll cuddle. I'll give you lots of kisses. Please? Really? Yay! Come here. There we go. Now, doesn't this feel so much better? Laying down on this comfortable bed in my arms, rather than spending the whole day slumped in your workstation. Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I know you love your job, but baby, you've got a rest too, you know? I mean, look at you. You're so workaholic. Now, that's not a bad thing. Of course not. Not at all. It's actually a really good thing. But, baby, I don't want you working too hard to the point of getting burnt out. Remember what happened last time? You were so sleep-deprived from working that you accidentally spilled your coffee all over your work. Now, how did that go? Exactly. You had to start your work all over again from the top. And I don't want that to happen again, lovebug. You better make sure that it won't happen again, okay? Of course I'm taking good care of you. I want to. Besides, you deserve to be treated well and taken care of. Why not? You're so precious. And you are my love bug. That's why I ought to take care of you. Yes, of course. Taking care of you also means letting you rest. Can you believe it, love bug? It's been a few months since we started living in the same house. Time flies so fast. I mean, look at you. You've grown quite a lot. Well, I'm sorry. I love to cook for you. But hey, you still look amazingly gorgeous, lovebug. Don't worry about it. Of course, you look wonderful. Still gorgeous as ever. I'm just glad I can take care of you. Well, we ought to take care of each other, right? By the way, lovebug, I went to the mall yesterday. I'm sorry, I totally forgot to tell you because I fell asleep after. Yeah, that's why I was asleep when you arrived home. What did I do at the mall? Well, I bought a few things, obviously. I went grocery shopping. What else? Ooh, I also bought a few decorations. I'll show it to you later. But I got you this night lamp. Well, remember when you told me that you couldn't sleep at night without any lights on? I saw this cool night lamp yesterday. I thought it looked cute. Plus, I was sure that it's gonna help you fall asleep at night better. Yeah. What else? Oh, I also bought a something. Can you guess what it is? I don't think you can guess it. I bought us onesies. I'll show it to you later, but mine is a cute pink stitch design, while yours is the blue stitch design. I wanted us to match onesies. Plus, it's really comfortable and cute, and I know it will suit you well. I can already imagine you wearing it. So cute. Yes, you are cute, you fuzz bear. My cute fuzz bear. Also, love bug, I planned something special for us this coming Saturday. Well, it's a secret. You'll know it when we get there. For now, I just want us to stay like this for a little while. Well, I want us to stay in bed. Baby, your work can wait later. When's the deadline anyway? See? You have a few more days to finish it, so don't worry, okay? Let's just stay like this. Close your eyes, love bug. Let's sleep first. Dinner? I'll take care of it later. Shh, it's okay. Close your eyes, love bug. That's it. I love you, sweetie. I'll never leave your side. Let's just forget everything for a little while.